It's Thursday morning. We talk local education issues. Keith serves on the MCCSC school board, as does Sue Wanzer. Keith serves as the president. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. I'm recovering from my bronchitis and pneumonia.
Well, you've only had it for about 2 months now. My goodness.
I know. It's just, I know.
Well, we hope you feel better, and I know that's not any
fun
to deal with lingering stuff. Before we get to the fun stuff happening in both of your worlds, just a couple quick reminders. Number one, that the Justice Building is closed again today, so any of you just joining us for the first time and wondering on that story, the cleanup process is continuing over there. And number two, early voting continues today and tomorrow from 10 to 5:30 at 401 in the West 7th Street in the former Johnson Hardware Building. And our first Saturday of voting is 9 to 3 as well, so a little bit different this week. But Keith, you and Sue have had a busy week. As we talked to Jenny Vaughn, we don't have too much school left, so we start getting into end-of-season stuff. And,
yeah, we go more toward the end of May, but
right.
The
it's
colleges
starting
are getting
to wrap
out the first
up.
Part of May, right?
That's exactly right.
They're finishing some of the I-STEP testing and getting out of the way.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, thanks, Keith.
Yeah. just a pleasant thought.
I was going to talk about the fun stuff. Like, we know we're getting close to the end of the school year.
Well, go ahead. We'll allow it.
Well, we have so many, banquets and celebrations.
That's kind of what I was getting at, because every time you pick up the paper here in the last couple of days, kids are getting recognized for stuff they've done over the school year.
Right, and I wasn't able to attend, but Keith attended the Personal Achievement Banquet put on by the Lions Club and the Foundation of Monroe County Community Schools on Tuesday, and this is our annual event, well, their annual event, that recognizes kids who have overcome different kinds of challenges in their lives to succeed in education. And some of these stories, they're heartbreaking, but they're also inspirational to know that these kids are succeeding in school despite what they've had to go through.
Well, and you sit there and you listen to those stories, and I get a tear in my eye when I listen to what some of these kids have accomplished. Come here from a country in the Middle East where, their life was at risk, and they get here, they're starting over from scratch, or a student that was misguided and got off the beaten path a little bit, resisted education, and then one day the light comes on, and they start to accept teacher help, and all of the sudden, and what's really neat about the Lions Club, we'll talk about the Exchange Club recognition too, but the Lions Club, these students are nominated by a teacher who stands there then and reads what it is about that student that makes them special. And they give the student an award and a certificate, and the parents are there, the families are there, teachers are there, administrators. It is an amazing evening.
Keith, you're right, and the seeing the families who are so proud, and these are kids, I mean, and sometimes the kid's family isn't necessarily their natural family.
Oh, no,
Some of these kids have ended up, it always amazes me that we usually have a kid who is homeless and has had to sleep on different people's sofas, but is able to get himself up to go to school and study and do what they need to do. So the people there supporting these kids are so pleased and so proud because this isn't something that children usually get recognized for, and I'm so happy that the Lions Club does something like this to point out that kids can overcome adversity and be successful.
Well, and sometimes, we have the absolutely heroic stories of some of these young people, and sometimes they're being recognized because they're just neat, good kids.
Right.
That come and have a pleasant attitude and, try to help out, try to do the things that will make them better each day. And, it's amazing. So that was the Lions Club. 22 students from everything from the high schools in the area to the Career Center to the graduation school, all of that. And then last night, you had the Exchange Club honoring 5 kids in what they call their Comeback Kid Awards. And that's even another area where these kids are recognized for overcoming all kinds of things to be a success in school.
And, that's one of the reasons we love this community, because of their support for public education. And as I've said over and over again, we could have, no school board, nobody governing, and this community just takes care of education and wants to support education and recognize the kids and teachers who are doing so much to move us forward.
Well, and in both cases, the Lions Club and the Exchange Club, some of the students went away with scholarships, money.
Oh, yeah, the scholarship money is great. And again, we can't thank these organizations enough who do this to really financially help these kids.
When you hear a student stand up and they basically resisted education, they've blown opportunities to succeed in school. One day the light comes on, they come back, and now they're talking about going further in college.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Kids who never thought they would, that mm-hmm. was never on their radar, it just never occurred to them, and then all of a sudden they get that spark. You're right, Keith.
And we cool. Some of the stories that have come out were, you know, kids whose parents are in jail, who have been taken in by other family members or guardians and things like that, and, you know, they succeed in spite of what the world is throwing at them.
Right. For all those people who want to blame the parents and, you know, these parents need to do more. Some parents can't. Some parents won't. Some parents don't know how. But there are other people who are out there supporting that's these right. kids, and that's really important.
Keith yep. Klein and Sue Wanzer are our guests this morning. They both serve on the MCCSC School Board and check in every Thursday morning with education issues.
Big story about cultural competency and recruiting diversity to the school
system.
Saw
that in the paper the other day, Sue. What's the plan behind all that?
Well, you know, if you'll recall, it was about a year or so ago, we had some controversy, some dust-up in the community with people in the community, some community leaders, feeling that we weren't responsive enough to the black community, that we weren't racially diverse, and we aren't. I mean, we'll admit that. This isn't that diverse of a community. A lot of people, you know, think of the wonderful diversity of Bloomington, and we have programs in Bloomington, but we are pretty much a white community. And however,
the numbers tell us that that's not a feeling.
Right, right.
That's census numbers, correct?
Right.
Yes.
But our school population is about a little bit more than 75% white and a little bit less than 25% non-white. So what we would like to do is make sure that our staff, that we try to diversify our staff, and that was one of the pledges and one of the goals of our school corporation, but also to help all of our staff with their cultural competency so that we know that our staff are responding to differences in our school population. So we had the second this year of a cultural competency workshop led by, I hope I get this name right, Renee Aziz, who is the founder and CEO of Virtuoso Education Consulting. And she worked with about 40 administrators on Tuesday. And like I said, this is the second all-day workshop to talk about working with kids who are different, whether it's racial differences or ability differences or whatever that might be. And this is part of our effort going forward. And as Chun Jun said, who is coordinates our cultural competency and diversity, we have a long way to go, and we do. But this is a start, and I think this demonstrates how much we want to make sure that we're attending to every child, no matter what the language barrier, no matter the race, no matter the
socioeconomic,
the cultural background, socioeconomic, their ability level. So yeah, so I'm real pleased that we're doing it this way, because it'll filter through our administrators and down to our teachers, and we'll continue this kind of effort.
Now, Sue, going a different direction, I know that you haven't been terribly interested in all of this, but the legislature yesterday pretty well decided that ISTEP was going to be with us for another year.
You know, and I.
Are they under contract because they
well,
have
remember how
to?
This year started out about, oh, we got to do something about ISTEP.
Yes.
Oh, it's too long. We're going to
yes.
shorten it with special stuff.
Yes.
Well, they blew it all away and said, well, we'll keep it for another year.
The
but
same
we
way?
Might give schools money to get another test in addition to ISTEP to show that the students are learning what they need to learn.
Hmm.
They totally ignored, we need to do something other than ISTEP, or replace ISTEP entirely.
Well, do they have a contract, Sue, that says they have to keep the ISTEP going?
Well, we have to have some kind of an assessment, but not necessarily that. But Mike Glascott, you and I are going to go follow the money now, like we like to do.
Well, mm-hmm.
And the thing is that a lot of these testing companies are also contributors to elected officials' campaign coffers. There are some big
I'm
problems.
Glad there's no conflict of interest here,
well,
there,
yeah,
or anywhere
I mean,
else.
I mean, yeah, let's...
Well, and all of the testing companies, Sue, have, shall we say, publishing interests.
Right,
so
exactly.
they do the textbooks that will obviously then be purchased in order to prepare for the tests.
I know. So we really have to find a different way I believe, of doing testing. You know, and we have, you know, we have a lot of experts in this community through
like
IU,
the IU School of Education,
and through we have a lot of other educational organizations in this community that could help with this. But yeah, but it's kind of funny to me that our legislators are going to make decisions about educational testing when they really don't know about that. But they advise.
And maybe I'm goofy. Don't answer that.
we like goofy, Mike.
But if they found a less expensive way to do all that, then they wouldn't have to spend. They don't want to spend any money on education, right?
Right, but they'll spend money on testing.
So, yeah, that's the complete.
Well, that was one of the things that came up yesterday. If you got money to allow the schools to buy a different kind of test in addition to ISTEP, how about giving the money to the schools for teachers?
Right, exactly. They cut our budget, but then have this other money. And here's the other thing. I know people aren't going to buy this as credible or reliable.
But go ahead and give it to us anyhow.
Almost every single teacher can tell you exactly how their kid is going to score an ISTEP because that teacher's with those kids every single day, and they know what their strengths and their weaknesses are. So I think we've got to find a better, more effective, and less expensive way to reflect what students are learning. And the ISTEP really is being used for things that it was never intended.
Well,
we're using it to grade schools, and that wasn't the purpose of it.
My theory is that as long as people stay quiet, the legislators are going to do what they did. We had their attention when it came out that the ISTEP was going to be 12 hours long, and then it's like, whoa, that's too long. And parents were saying it, and groups were saying it.
Where'd everybody
go? And then
go?
All of a sudden, they cut 4 hours out of ISTEP. Oh, okay, fine, that's fine. And then it got quiet again. You've got to stay in their ear, or they're going to continue doing these kinds of things.
Right, and I know for a lot of people, it seems like a burden. It's a lot of time. You're not getting paid for it like lobbyists are getting paid, whispering in their other ears. But Keith is right. That's how RFRA was changed. We have to keep, that's how Glenda Ritz was elected. People, even though that had a different outcome, but people went out and talked and communicated with people and voted. And so we have to remember to keep contacting those people who represent us and letting them know what we think.
And the ISTEP is going on right now. Is it finished yet?
They're finishing up.
Finishing up. All right. And
we'll see what happens. But
well,
allegedly, you know, we're not going to get the ISTEP grade until even later in the school year next year.
So they've decided that they're going to do the ISTEP the same next year?
Yeah, there was some question about continuing it next year. Nope, they solved that. There will be ISTEP again next year.
But you know what, Mike? You know, we had one ISTEP test, and then some things changed right before ISTEP. So who knows what might happen next year?
Right.
I don't have a lot of faith and confidence.
Well, what's going to happen, Sue, is when the results come out and people say, well, what did that do for us that we spent that much money, we went through that much grief, and now you're saying that look at the results?
Would you rather have ISTEP change every year and fight that battle, or would you rather have it, quote-unquote, bad like it is this year and do it the same way three or four years in a row?
Ooh, Mike, that's like a dilemma. Which one that's a great question, because we don't like it bad, but we also don't want to keep changing it every year. But what I would hope is that this might lead us to getting something better that we use. But I think that is a great question to ponder, Mike.
Not for me to ponder. That's for those who are in charge to ponder.
And yes. Well, for all of us to ponder.
Well, and that's the interesting
theory. If you're a parent or you're a teacher, you know how flawed all of this is. You know what the toll is on the kids. You can only imagine, Mike, what it's like for the teacher who's trying to keep the kids calm, not put them under any pressure, but knows what the stakes are of the results of this test.
There you have it. Sue, I hope you feel better.
Thank you very much. And what time is the women's little five tomorrow?
4 p.m.
Okay, 4. Thank you.
Sunshine, 63, light winds. The best day of the last, that we're going to have here in a couple. So that's tomorrow. And then Chuck tomorrow morning is going to get us caught up on all the weekend events. And, boy, Saturday's forecast is going to be tough.
Okay,
so,
well, good.
Now, if you're out and about, I want you to have a coat on and a scarf because I don't want you – I don't need any more pneumonia talk on this
program. I'm inside and I have a coat on. this is crazy.
Please don't poison the rest of the community.
Thank you, Dr. Mike.
Thank you, Sue. We appreciate your time. Feel better. Sue Wanzer, Keith Klein, both serve on the MCCSC school board and checking with us every Thursday morning just after 8:05.